Democratic Republic of Congo President Felix Tshisekedi and Rwandan President Paul Kagame have called for an immediate ceasefire in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo following direct talks in Qatar. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. This marks the first meeting between the two leaders since Rwanda-backed M23 rebels escalated their offensive in the region, where authorities report 7,000 people have been killed since January. It remains unclear whether the M23 will comply with the ceasefire call, as the group refused to attend peace talks in Angola on Tuesday. Ongoing conflict and accusations. Democratic Republic of the Congo has long accused Rwanda of arming the M23 and deploying troops to support the rebels, allegations backed by both the UN and the US. Rwanda, however, denies these claims, insisting its forces are acting in self-defense against Democratic Republic of the Congo's army and allied militias. Democratic Republic of the Congo also accuses Rwanda of illegally exploiting its mineral resources in the east, an accusation Rwanda rejects. Previous peace talks and rebel advances. Efforts to broker peace have repeatedly failed. In December, talks mediated by Angola collapsed after Rwanda insisted that Democratic Republic of the Congo engage directly with the M23. Since then, the rebels have gained ground, seizing the strategic cities of Goma and Bukavu over the past 2 months. On Tuesday, Qatar's foreign ministry released a joint statement confirming that both presidents reaffirmed their commitment to an immediate and unconditional ceasefire, though details on its enforcement remain unclear. The heads of state agreed on the need to continue discussions initiated in Doha to lay the groundwork for lasting peace, the statement said. Surprising talks and next steps. The meeting came as a surprise, given the often hostile public exchanges between Tshisekedi and Kagame. While the Rwandan presidency maintained that direct negotiations between Democratic Republic of the Congo and the M23 are key to resolving the conflict, President Kagame expressed optimism that with all parties working together, things can move forward faster. Democratic Republic of the Congo presidential spokeswoman Tina Salama credited Qatar's emir, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, for initiating the dialogue, calling Qatar a strategic ally to both nations. A statement from the Congolese presidency described the meeting as a first step toward lasting peace, suggesting further talks may follow. The renewed diplomatic efforts come as a previous attempt to bring Democratic Republic of the Congo and M23 rebels to the table fell apart this week, after the rebels withdrew following European Union sanctions on their leadership. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.